9th of January, and today is our day to walk the complete distance around Santa Rosa Lake. We're midway in that trip now, and it's really been a beautiful hike. It's one of my favorite walks in the world. There's rock, red rock, that looks for all the world like southeast Utah. There's borax or salt, white salt flats. We just waded an inlet, a pretty large stream that flows from Glaciated Mountains behind us to the east. To the west. The east side of the mountains have big glaciers and drain into this lake, although there's no outlet. And we took our shoes off, put on sandals, or in some cases barefooted. We waded through the mud and the small streams for quite a distance. There were places where you step, and you had to be careful because if you waded 1 foot, you would go in past your knees, so you'd look around and find some more firm sand. It was kind of a fun and refreshing walk to be down in the water, the fresh water flowing into this salt lake. The sky is cloudy today, and I'm still wondering, we have very regular weather here, but I'm still wondering why the Atacama Desert is so dry. I used to know, but I've forgotten, and my curiosity is really up again about this. We're very close to the ocean here. We see clouds virtually every day, and we also see very regularly afternoon winds pick up after the sun has heated. The winds coming off the ocean, and then the winds stay very high until the evening when it cools down again. So when we climb Ojos, and tomorrow when we climb Mira Muerta Peak, we'll be looking for the early start so we beat the winds. But I still don't know why this weather does what it does. I just find it fascinating, and it produces beautiful landscapes, so that's all we're concerned about now. Tomorrow we're up early for an attempt on a peak that is nearby. I'll tell you more about that as we're climbing it, just for acclimatization, but it's going to up the ante and allow us to see how we breathe and move possibly as high at the very summit as 18,000 feet, which, as I mentioned yesterday, is where there's one-half the air pressure that there is at sea level. So we'll see how we're acclimatized when we get up there, and we'll report to you from the top if possible. Maybe it'll be too windy, but we'll try to give you a call from somewhere along the way or the very summit tomorrow.